Today's shir is Masechta Erechin Daf Tes, and we will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Ein Poichsin Mi'arba Chadoshim Hamubarim B'Shana. We know, and we will discuss this more soon in the Gemara, so we'll just say this very briefly. The Jewish calendar has either 29 or 30 days. It says our Mishnah that we do not have in a year less than 4 months that are Mubarim, that have 30 days, v'lo'nira yesal shmoina, and not more than 8. What not more than 8 means is actually the entire issue of the Gemara of today's Shir. On every Shavuos, they brought shtei halachim, two loaves that were brought along with the kifsei atzeres. The issue the Mishnah now discusses is if the shtei halachim may not be baked on Yontif, and since the shtei halachim may not be baked on Yontif, so says the Mishnah, again, the entire style of the Mishnayis we are now learning is to teach us a minimum and a maximum. So says the Mishnah, the shtei halachim is never eaten for less than 2 days, because if Shavuos is during the week, and Erev Shavuos is during the week, so the shtei halachim is baked on Erev Shavuos, it's baked today and eaten tomorrow. And it's never eaten more than 3 days. Because if Erev Shavuos is Shabbos, so we obviously cannot bake the shtei halachim on Shabbos. So if it's not baked on Shabbos, then it's baked on Erev Shabbos, and it's eaten on Sunday, which is Shavuos, so that's why it's eaten after 3 days. Of course, the question that comes, of course, the Rishonim say that this entire subject, this entire issue, that our Mishnah is saying that the shtei halachim may not be baked on Yontif, is going according to the man, the Omer, that the baking of the shtei halachim need not be done in the oven that was in the Azara. Because as the Gemara Masechta Menachos teaches us, there is an opinion that the shtei halachim had to be baked in that oven, and if it had to be baked in that oven, then that oven is mekadeshit, and anything that becomes kadosh would become possible belina if it was left overnight. So that opinion holds that they baked actually the shtei halachem on Shavuos by day proper in order to use it for the avoida on Shavuos itself. Furthermore, the question that obviously comes up is that on Yontif, we know that oichel nefesh is mutter. We're allowed to do melacha in order to be able to eat. And baking is certainly in the category of oichel nefesh. So why may we not bake the shtei halachim on Shavuos itself, the tzarech oichel nefesh? So the answer is, this Mishnah obviously is of the opinion, lochem, that the avoid of oichel nefesh that's permitted on Yontif is lochem, v'loy l'gvoya. Oichel nefesh, to do a melacha l'tzarech gvoya, is not mutter on Yontif. It's interesting to point out that the lechem Mishnah says that the opinion of the Rambam is that the shtei halachem was baked in the oven in the Beis HaMikdash, but as we just finished learning, that avoida is not doich Shabbos, is not doich Yontif, because lechem v'loy l'gvoya, but the normal halacha that anything that's baked in the Azara, in that oven, has the rule of lina, actually will not apply. Furthermore, ask the Mefarshim, that even though we've learned the halacha, as we just said, that you're not allowed to bake the shtei halachem on Yontif, the Gemara in Masechta Beya teaches us that on Yontif, even if a person only needs one loaf of bread, Memal Isha Tanura B'Yontif, a woman could fill up her entire oven in Yontif in order to bake just one loaf. And the reason is, the Gemara explains, because the other loaves in the oven are better if the entire oven is full of bread. So here, even if we're not allowed to bake bread with tzayrich, gevoya, and yomtif, why would it not be permissible to bake it together with other loaves that we are baking with tzayrich yomtif? So the Mefarshim offer two terutzim. One terutz they say is, because if we're going to have in this oven shtei alechem loaves and other loaves, and the shtei alechem loaves are kadosh, so those other loaves that are being baked together with the shtei alechem will absorb from the tam of that shtei alechem, and that would be also. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that even though the Mishnah, the Gemara Masechet Beit teaches us that we could fill up an entire oven full of bread, even though we only need one loaf, because the loaf that we need will be better because of it, still, the halacha is that the reason it's mutter is because that one loaf that I'm baking, that those other loaves that I'm baking, theoretically, may be eaten on Yom Tov, do have the heter of Oichel Nefesh. But this loaf, here that we're speaking about, the Shtei Alechem loaf, that has no heter on Yom Tov, since it has no heter to be baked on Yom Tov, it cannot be used to fill up an oven to bake the loaf that I'm allowed to on Yom Tov. The Mefarshim also have a discussion. What would be the halacha if one forgot to bake the Shtei Alechem before Yom Tov? Will they be allowed to bake it on Yom Tov? Because they suggest, since the entire reason we were saying that you're not allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov is based on the pasuk of Hu Levado Ye'os Lechem Lechem V'loy L'Gvoya, so that's only Halach Abba Machlal Asay, so perhaps the essay of Shtei Alechem should be Doicha. If it's Doicha Halach, we know we call it Tayr Kula essay Loy essay doicha las essay, certainly an essay is doicha laf haba mechlal essay. And that's why there are some affirmation that suggest that if they forgot, they want to make a differentiation if it was done on purpose or if it was done by accident, that they would be allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. However, there are other achronim that say that even were they to forget to bake the shtei halechem before Yom Tov, they would not be allowed to bake it on Yom Tov based on a heter of essay doicha lav habom chal essay. And the reason they explain is that the Torah, by going out of its way and saying lechem v'loy l'gvoya, the Torah was not just saying that this isn't something that may not be, that's not something that you should do on Yom Tov, it's something that you should do before Yom Tov. The Torah was actually saying much more than that. What the Torah was actually saying is that this remains an Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. So just like any other Isser Malacha is on Yom Tov full-fledged, this too would be completely Asur on Yom Tov with no heter under any circumstances. We know that in every Shabbos they switch the Lechem upon him. That means every Shabbos they put in new Lechem upon him, took out the old Lechem upon him, and the Kohanim of the new Mishmer and old Mishmer shared that Lechem upon him. Again, certainly, Shabbos, one may not bake Lechem Aponim. And therefore, Paskins our Mishnah, Lechem Aponim, when we speak about the Lechem Aponim, and the Nechapach Matisha. The minimum amount of time one can eat the Lechem Aponim after it's baked is 9 days. Because if it's baked in a regular case, on Friday, it's eaten the next Shabbos, which is 9 days later. V'lo yeser alechet aser, but no more than 11 days. Why? Because we know that Rosh Hashanah is a 2-day Yom Tov. So if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, so they're going to have to bake the Lechem upon him on Wednesday. From Wednesday to the following week, Shabbos is 11 days. And that's when the Lechem upon him is eaten 11 days later. The Mefarshim asked, the Rishonim asked, that if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, Friday, then Yom Kippur is going to be on Shabbos. And if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, obviously they may not eat the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. They're only going to eat the Lechem upon him on Matzah Shabbos. So Matzah Shabbos is day 12. So why is our Mishnah saying that Lechem upon him is not eaten until 11 days? Actually, our Mishnah should have said that in this situation, the lechem aponim is not eaten until day 12. So Mefarshim explain that by kotchim, even though we know that in Jewish law the day follows the night, there's a special rule by kotchim that the night follows the day. So as we just said, lechem aponim under those circumstances will be eaten on Motzoi Shabbos, but Motzoi Shabbos, as far as Hilchis Kotchim are concerned, is considered still Shabbos. And since it's still considered Shabbos, that's why it's still considered day 11. Another answer that I saw to this question is that we know, and this is going to be a big part of our shiur today, that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they were Mekadosh the Chodesh, they were Mekadosh the year, based on the Edom coming saying Edus. So if the Edom come and say Edus this year Rosh Hashanah, let's think about it. If they come Thursday morning still, and when they come Thursday morning, they say that it's still Rosh, they say that it's the first day, it's Rosh Hashanah, so in that year, Friday will not be Rosh Hashanah. So they could bake the lechem upon them on Friday. And even if they come in the afternoon of Thursday, where the halacha, as we learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, is that they're going to have to keep that day Rosh Hashanah and the next day Rosh Hashanah. But as far as the count is concerned, Yom Kippur will not be on Shabbos. Echad Tishrei will be on Friday. And Echad Tishrei will be on Friday, then Yom Kippur will be on Sunday. And even though in our calendar Yom Kippur cannot be on a Sunday, in their calendar, where they were Mekadosh Al-Pi HaRiyah, Yom Kippur can be on a Friday. And since Yom Kippur in such a year to be on will be on Sunday, they'll eat the Lechem upon him on Shabbos as they do every day, every week, and it won't be a case that the lechem aponim is actually being eaten so late. The lechem aponim will be baked Wednesday and be eaten on Shabbos, which is actually the case of our, Mishnah, that the lechem aponim baked on Wednesday and not eaten the Shabbos after, but the week after on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, one more situation. Ein kit katan nimu pachas mishmona. A child's bris is never before 8 days from when he's born, and no more than 12 days. Which means that the normal situation of a bris is that a child is born and the bris is 8 days later. But we know the halacha is that if a child is born on Friday evening, Bein HaShemoshes, so we don't know what is Yom HaShmini. Is it the 8th day? Is it Friday or is it Shabbos? Then the bris is pushed off until Sunday. So the Shagas Aryeh points out, from here we see that a bris before the 8th day is not considered a bris at all. And since a bris before the 8th day is not considered a bris at all, that's why a bris that's either supposed to be on Friday or on Shabbos, and we have here a suffix, if the child is ready to even a bris, we still can't make the bris early, because a bris before the right time is not a bris at all. Making the bris on Shabbos is also not an option, because only a bris that certainly it's man may be made on Shabbos, not a bris that's a suffix, is it today, is Shabbos really the 8th day, as the case that we described when the baby was born Friday evening Bein HaShemoshes. And in fact, there's an interesting vart from the Meches Chinuch and the Sfasemis, both say the same vart. They say that the Gemara says, or Lossoi, that only a bris, all of Vadai, only for sure the bris is to be made on Shabbos, Doicha Shabbos, v'loi Sofik Arla. But if there's a Sofik, if the bris should be made on Shabbos, then the bris cannot be made on Shabbos. So they asked, why do we need a Pasuk to teach us that that's the Halacha? Of course that's the Halacha. The only time we're allowed to be Doicha bris on Shabbos is that's this man. If it's not this man, then certainly we're not allowed to make such a bris on Shabbos. Why does the Torah have to teach us a special limud? So they say, Gevaldige Chiddush. What would be the halacha, they say, if somebody made a bris, the case that we're discussing, the baby was born Friday evening, and they made the bris on Shabbos. So one would say, one would think, that even though, of course, we're learning that the halacha is that that should not be done, the halacha still would be that the people who conducted such a bris are only Mechal Shabbos Misafik, because there is a possibility that today is indeed Yom HaShmini. And if today is Yom HaShmini, then the bris should have been done today. So the people who did this bris should not be subject to an oinish, to a punishment for having made the bris. It's not considered that they certainly were Mechal Shabbos. So they say, that the Torah tells us not like that. The Torah tells us, Olavadai, the only time you're allowed to make a bris in Shabbos is when it's for sure this man. And if it's not this man, not only should you not make the bris because it's a suffix if today is this man, but if you did make the bris under such circumstances, it's considered as if you were Mechal Shabbos, the Chiyav Skila, B'mezid, a Chiyav Chatos, B'shagit. But then the Mishnah continues, V'lo yasal shnei masor, which means that if the baby was born Friday Ben Hashmashas, and then Sunday, Monday, are Rosh Hashanah. And again, as we said earlier, in our calendar, Rosh Hashanah can never be on a Sunday. But in their calendar, where they were Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, Rosh Hashanah could be on a Sunday also. So if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Monday, so they can't make the bris on Shabbos. And you can't make this bris, because only a bris whose man is on Shabbos Yontif may be made on Shabbos Yontif. Here the bris may not, maybe this man was already Friday, maybe this man was Shabbos. In fact, it certainly wasn't Sunday, Monday. So this bris will not be made till Tuesday, and that's what the Mishnah means, for lo yesa al shneim asa. Interesting to point out, that from our Mishnah clearly is teaching us, that not only may a bris, which is shloi bezmanah, which is not in the proper time, not be made on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, but may not be made even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah as well. There is, however, a machlokes rishonim, machlokes Rambam in Rosh, is this din that a bris, which is not bezmanoi, that's not made on Shabbos or Yontif, is that din also on Yontif Sheni Shagolis? Clearly, it applies to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, as our Mishnah is clearly telling us. The question is, does it apply also to the second day of every Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis? The Rambam's opinion is that a bris that shloi bezmanoi can be made on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis. The only time it can't be made on a Yom Tov Sheni is on Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh's opinion is that every Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis, a bris cannot be made on the Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis, not only by Rosh Hashanah. The Noid of Yehuda attempts to say that Rashi and our Mishnah may be a raya to the opinion of the Rambam, but many Mefarshim disagree with the Noid of Yehuda, and they don't have a clear opinion of what is actually Rashi's opinion regarding Yontif Sheni Shagolis for making a bris on Yontif Sheni Shagolis. Also interesting, there are those that wanted to say that we know, the Pasuk already says, that the second and third day after one has a bris, he's specifically in great pain. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. By Shechem, the Pasuk says, "Vehi b'yom ha'shlishi, on the third day, b'yosim ka'avim." So if they were ka'avim on the third day, they were certainly ka'avim on the second day. And therefore the question that some want to discuss, if a bris is made shloim b'zmanah, may such a bris be made on Thursday or Friday, which will make that the Yom HaSheni or the Yom HaShlishi after the bris will be on Shabbos. And they want to bring a raya from our Mishnah that the halach is that such a bris can be made on Thursday or Friday. Because if the halach were that you can't make such a bris on Thursday or Friday, then the Mishnah could have given us another example, in fact, we could have had more of an even a later date when the bris can't be, if the halach is that a bris shloim is manoi, may not be made on Thursday or Friday. And that's why they want to say from our Mishnah Zaraya that certainly the halach is that a bris shloim is manoi, but as soon as the child is ready to have the bris, of course it can't be on a Shabbos or Yom Tov, but if it's not Shabbos or Yom Tov, you could conduct the bris even on Thursday or Friday. They do want to say, there are paiskun that do want to suggest that when is there a halacha that a bris, that shloim is manoi should not be done on Thursday or Friday? It's not by a child who was born and could not have the bris earlier. It's only by a ger. That a ger, we know, of course, has to have a bris. A ger, of course, we know, has to have a bris in order to become a ger. But that is not a bris that was mandatory. Such a bris certainly may not be made on Shabbos, but perhaps such a bris cannot be even on a Thursday or Friday. So now our Gemara begins to focus on the Mishnah's first din, the din of Rosh Chodesh. And the entire issue of our Gemara is really based on one phrase of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ein poich semi arba chadoshim ubar mishana." We can never have more than 4 months of 30 days in the year. And the focus of our Gemara is, what does the Loinira Yesal Shmoina mean? But in order to understand the Gemara, of course, we have to say a word of introduction. The solar year is 365 days and 6 hours. That is the amount of time for the Earth to make a complete revolution around the Sun. And it's 365 and a quarter day. And since every year a quarter day is added, that's why you have to have a leap year every couple of years to make up for that quarter day. The lunar year, which is of course the month and the year that we follow, is based on the Moilu. That every month the moon starts a new revolution. The moon makes a complete revolution around the Earth every month. And actually, the amount of time for that revolution is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. However, Chazal did not measure in seconds. Chazal measured in chalokim. There are 1,080 chalokim in an hour, which equals about 3 1/3 second each chalik. The reason Chazal very much preferred to work with chalokim is because the number 1,080 is divisible by 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So since it's such an easy number, not 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10. So since it's such an easy number to work with, that's why they use that as a number for measurement. So actually, every month is 20, from one moilid to another moilid, there are 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim, which equals, if a year is 12 months, so 12 times this number is 354 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalokim. Actually, the reason why there are so many leap years in the Jewish calendar, certainly many more than in the solar calendar, we're going to give some reasons in Mitzvah Shem, in the Gemara later in our Shir, but the basic reason can now be very well understood. If the lunar year is 354 days, a little more, and the solar year is 11 days longer, 365 days, if we won't make leap years, Pesach will either come out in the summer, or Pesach will come out in the winter. And we know that the Torah says regarding Yom Tov Pesach, that it's supposed to be in Chodesh Ha'aviv, it's supposed to be in the spring. So the way we are able to make Pesach in Chodesh Ha'aviv is by making these leap years, which sort of line up the lunar year with the solar year. So as we said a moment ago, the lunar month is about 29 and a half days. But the Torah says that the month is measured in days, not in hours. So we can't have a month of 29 and a half days. The month has to be either 29 days or 30 days. So in order to keep the year in sync, simple pshat, and we're going to see such an opinion actually in Amud Beis, it is the opinion of the Acherim, the year should have alternating 29-day months, 30-day months, and like that, you'll have that the Moilud evens out. But, as we're going to see, that is not always the case. And we're going to see in the Gemara why not it's always the case. So says the Gemara, when the Mishnah says, Lo yinira yeser al shmaina, what does that mean? Amar Avuna, Lo yinira l'chacham l'ada yeser al shmaina. Chazal never accepted that they should make more than 8 full months, 8 30-day months. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah Tisha B'Loi, why should you not do so? Answers the Gemara, because in Cain, if you will do so, you will end up Kodem Osa Siara Tlosa Yomri. As we said, the regular year, the year is 354 days. So if from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, 350 equals 50 weeks, seven divided into 350. 350 divided by 7 equals 50 weeks, with a remainder of 4 days. So from the Maylid of 1 year, of Rosh Hashanah this year, to the Maylid of Rosh Hashanah next year, and as all the Mepharshim point out, the reason the Gemara is focused on Rosh Hashanah is because Rosh Hashanah, first of all, is the beginning of the year, so that's when people are looking at the calendar, because the calendar is based from Rosh Hashanah onwards. And besides that, the calendar is based on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the only yontif in the entire year where it's at the first of the month. So people know at the beginning of the month there's supposed to be a new moilud. So that means, if this year, it's a very simple formula, if you're going to have a year that's going to have 6 months of 30-day months, and 6 months of 29-day months, so the year will be 354 days long, and Rosh Hashanah, the Maylid of this year Rosh Hashanah, and the Maylid of next year Rosh Hashanah, will be 4 days apart. But, if you're going to have more full months, if you're going to have 9 full months, so that means your year will not be 354 days, your year will be 357 days. So your Maylid will be, 354 days after last year Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah will be 357 days after last year Rosh Hashanah. Kodem Asa Siara Tlosa Yoyma. It'll be 3 days too early. And that is unacceptable, because people are not going to understand how your Maylid was 3 days before Yontif, because Yontif was 3 days later, 357 days. That's why Rav Huna says, our Mishnah says you can't make 9 full months. Ask the Gemara, but if you're going to make 8 full months, Hashtanami, Kodem, Osa, Treyomi, so you're going to have a year of 356 days. The Maylid is 354 days. So you're again going to have a problem that your Maylid is 2 days before Yontif. Answers the Gemara, as we spoke earlier, many times in the Jewish calendar do they make a leap year, and when they make a leap year, they add a month, and when they add a month, according to Rav Huna, as we'll see in the Gemara on Amud Beis, the extra month could be a 29-day month or a 30-day month. Now what happened here, as Rav Shashi will say to another situation we're going to address, last year had 13 months, and that extra month they had, V'ibashana, was a chaydish, was a 29-day month. Because it is the opinion of Rav Huna that you can make the extra month can be a 29-day month or a 30-day month. So here was a 29-day month, and therefore we need to make up for that 29-day month. So this year, when I have these two extra 8 months that are full, one of the full months is only to compensate for the month of last year that was missing. And actually, the Mefarshim all make the point that the Gemara could have sort of come up with this example that this year had an extra missing month, but the Gemara uses this case because this is, according to him, what could easily happen, that the previous year had a month with an extra month with 29 days. So one of the extra months of this year is only to make up, is to be the complement, is to be the partner of the 29-day month of last year. So now, so as we said, we have to match up one of the extra months of this year for the one of the extra months of last year. And now, that's why one of the extra months is not a problem. But as the Gemara, still, if you have 7 30-day months and 5 29-day months from 1 year Rosh Hashanah to the next year Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have 355 days. But as we said, the Mailid is 354 days. So we're still going to have, ask the Gemara, Akati Chad Yoyma. We still have a situation where the Mailid is a day before Rosh Hashanah. Answers the Gemara, Lava Datai De'inshi. 1 day is not something that's going to be so much of a question. 1 day, people don't question so much because it's very normal, especially as the Mefarshim point out, at the beginning of the Mailid, people don't even really see the Mailid that much. And since people don't normally see the Mailid at the beginning, it's not going to be something that will cause people to question. The Rishonim say, Machlokes Rishonim, some Rishonim say that this entire chashash that we're learning in our Gemara is only a chashash d'rabbanan. The Rambam has a very interesting way of describing it. The Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu, already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, was this a concern that we should not have, that the Mailid and Rosh Hashanah should be so off one from the other, and therefore the what do you call it, but when it's only 1 day, it's not so much of a concern. This was Rav Huna's interpretation of the Mishnah. Ula Amar, however, Ula has a different interpretation of the Mishnah. Ula Amar, l'nir l'chachomim l'chasa yesal shayna. According to Ula, this statement of the Mishnah, again, the phrase that we're working in our shiur today, v'lo nir yesal shmayna, is not speaking about what is the maximum amount of 30-day months, but it's speaking about the amount of days, the amount of months that may have 29 days. And that's how we understand the Mishnah. So according to Rav Huna, the first phrase and the second phrase of the Mishnah are speaking about 30-day months. According to Ula, the first phrase of the Mishnah is speaking about 30-day months, but the second phrase of the Mishnah is speaking about 29-day months. And the Mishnah is saying that there should never be more than 29-day months in the year, or Ma Tam Kamer. And the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Ma Tam, why does the first thing of the Mishnah teach us that Ein Parchsim Abu Chadashim Amubar Mishana, that you should never have less than 4 30-day months? Mishim Deloy Nir L'Chachamim L'Chasa Yasal Shmoina. You can't have more than 8 29-day months. So if you can't have more than 8 29-day months, you're going to have at least 4 30-day months. Ask the Gemara, according to Ula's understanding, Maishtar Tisha Deloy, why can't you have 9 29-day months? Answers the Gemara, the opposite of what we learned before. Again, if we know that when you have a year of 6 29-day months and 6 30-day months, your year is 354 days, and that is the amount of time from the Mailid of 1 year Rosh Hashanah to the next year Rosh Hashanah. But if you're going to have a year of 9 29-day months, Your year will not be 354 days long. Your year will be 351 days long. Din kein miyasra sira t'losu yanu. And if your year is 351 days long, Rosh Hashanah will be 3 days before the new Milad. Again, something that people will not understand. How can a year be 30 days? How could we have Rosh Hashanah 3 days before the new Milad? Ask the Gemara, but according to Ula, that you can have a year of 8 months of 29 days. So hashtanami kami after trade money. So then your year is 352 days long, which is 2 days before the new Milad. Isn't that a problem? Answers the Gemara. Ked Amram Misharsha. Again, we're going to use the situation Rav Misharsha referred to. Ked Goyim Shaisa Shanim Uberes, that the previous year had an extra month, and Hachi Nami Kaisa Shana Shlofanem Uberes, and according to Ula, the extra month in the year is always 30 days long. So last year you had an extra 30-day month. So this year I'm having an extra 29-day month to be the partner, to complement that 30-day month. Dal Yacha Chaseira, the extra 29-day month in this year is to partner up behind the Yachimalya with the extra 30-day month in last year. And therefore, one of the two extra 29-day months is not hard to understand. But ask the Gemara. Still, so now you're still going to be, your Milad will still be 1 day off. Vakati, ikachad yoima. Your Milad is 1 day off. Why are we not concerned for that? Answers the Gemara. If the Milad is really a day after Rosh Hashanah, people will not be concerned about that, because people will think, eschazi, eschazi, the new Milad was already seen, the lava that Tim, we didn't pay attention. And as the Mepharshim say, but if Rosh Hashanah comes out before the new Milad, maybe you're still going to see the old month. So the Mepharshim say, number one, the old month, the last month, the moon is very small at, the moon is very, very small at that point, and most people won't see it. Or they explain that it's very common, that it's possible for people who really could see and live in the right type of place where it's clear, you could see the old moon and the new moon sometimes simultaneously. So says the Gemara, as we alluded to earlier, but my kamifugi, what is the basis of the machloikis of Ula and Rav Huna? It really boils down to one issue. Bibrachai Shana, when we have a leap year and we add a day to that, and we add a month to that year, how long is that month? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Kama Ibishana, how long is the month of a leap year? The Tanya Kama holds it's always Shloshim, which as we just explained is also Ula's opinion. And Shimon Gamliel Omer, Chodesh, it could be 29 or 30 days. And as the Mepharshim explained, what is the basis of this Machlokes? The Mandama that holds that it should always be 30, because actually the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah teaches us that which month is considered the extra month, the Adoration is considered the extra month. So the Mandama that says it should always be 30, because he wants that there should be no confusion when Purim is. Purim we know is going to be in Adar Sheni, but they don't want to have any confusion when Purim is, so they're careful to make the extra month always in a 30-day month, and there won't be any question. The other Mandalman says that even though, of course, we don't want confusion when Purim should be, we're more concerned, because again, as we've been learning, they were Mekadosh the Chodesh, they made the new moon based on when the Eidim saw the Milad and when the Milad actually occurred. So they're more interested that the new month should line up with the Milad rather than it should match up with Purim. Ask the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Ein Atzeres, Shavuos Chala El B'Yom Anaf. Yom Anaf is the second day of Pesach. It's called Yom Anaf because that was the day of that they did the Mitzvah Ha'omer. And on the day that they did the Omer, part of the avoida of the omer involves tenufa, and that's why it's called yom hanaf. And shvuah, which is the second day of Pesach, and shvuah will always be on the second day of Pesach. Then Rosh Hashanah, chala, Rosh Hashanah will always be oyv yom hanaf, either on the same day as the second day of Pesach, or iburoi, or what would have been the 31st day of Nisan. Actually, probably an easier way for us to understand it, the same as the third day of Pesach. And we know there's a very famous way of remembering this. At Bash Gar. At. The first day, at Aleph and Tov. The first day of Pesach, Tov, Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av and the first day of Pesach will always be the same day. Bash. The second day of Pesach, Shin, Shavuos, will be the same day on which Shavuos will fall. Gar, in most years, as we'll see in our Gemara, the third day of Pesach, Reish, will be Rosh Hashanah. It actually doesn't go further because the month of Kislev is sometimes Mole and sometimes Chasser, so we can't be always certain when Chanukah and the other Yom, Cheshvan and Kislev are sometimes Mole and Chasser, so we can't be sure when Chanukah will be. So now the Gemara makes its point. Bishlama le'ula. According to Ula, the Shmoinich Seir Mavdinim, we can make 8 months of 29 days. Mubarim lo'yavdinim. But we never make 8 30-day months. Mishkach Slo. So we could have a way that Rosh Hashanah will be only on one of these 2 days. Because Shneim Chasim, if we have a year where there are 8 29-day months. So what are the 8 29-day months? The 8 29-day months will make that this year Kislev and Sivan will be Chasser. And if Kislev and Sivan will both be Chasser, so because we make one extra 29-day month in the winter in Kislev, we want one extra 29-day month in the summer or will be Chasser. That means, even though normally Kislev and Sivan are 30-day months, in this year they made them both 29-day months. So that's when Shavuos will come out, that's when Rosh Hashanah will be on Yom Hanaf, on the same day as Rosh Hashanah. Echet Mole Vechet Chasser. If this year we made the regular sequence, we're 6 months Mole and 6 months Chasser, in such a situation, Rosh Hashanah will come out L'Or Buroi, the same as the third day of Pesach. However, as the Gemara, El Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, the Amar Avdinan Mubarim, that we can have in the year 8 full months. So if we're going to have 8 full months, that means we're going to make an extra full month in the winter and an extra full month in the summer. So that will push off Rosh Hashanah even one more day. If we'll push off Rosh Hashanah even one more day, then Rosh Hashanah will be Hazdin of the Mishkachas or Riburoi, which is actually the same as the fourth day of Pesach. Yet the Brisa says Rosh Hashanah is always on the second and third day of Pesach. Amok Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Ula Minicha, and according to Ula's understanding, is this Brisa understandable? Shmoinah Hu D'Lo Avdinim. Ula says that we don't make 8 full months. Hashiva Avdinim. But sometimes we make 7 full months, even according to Ula. Shiva, and if we make 7 full months, Zim Vavdinah Besusa, we may make the extra full month in the Vavdin Mekaita, we may make it in the summer. If we're going to have that way, again, even according to Ula, we're going to have Rosh Hashanah pushed off a day. V'Havel Ar Ariburoi. So even according to Ula, we could have a scenario where Rosh Hashanah is the same as the fourth day of Pesach. So, how do we understand the Brisa even according to Ula? Ella, Because of these questions, says the Gemara, Hamani, who is the Tana of the Braisa that says that Rosh Hashanah is always either the same as the second or third day of Pesach? Hamani, Acherim Hu. It represents the opinion of Acherim. The Tanya, Acherim Aymer, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres. There is never between one Yeshuas and the next Yeshuas, or Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. There's never between one year Rosh Hashanah and the next Rosh Hashanah, El Arba Yomim Levad. Only 4 days. Why? Because according to the Acherim, the year is always 6 months of 29-day months and 6 months of 30-day months. Vim Hayis Hashanah Muberes, and if it was a leap year, and if we have a leap year, then we'll have an extra 30-day month. If it's a 29-day month, so we'll have an extra day. So in a leap year, we'll have 5 days between 1 year and the next. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that the year according to the Acherim is always 6 months male, 6 months chaser, then Rosh Hashanah will always be the same as the third day of Pesach. So how does the Braisa say that sometimes Rosh Hashanah is the same as the second day of Pesach? It'll never be on the same as the second day. Answers the Gemara, Aram Mishansha, Kigon Shahoy, so Shadam Uberis. If it was a Shadam Uberis, and it wasn't just a 29-day extra month, it was a 30-day extra month, so everything is pushed off by that much. So then even the Acherim will agree that we're going to have to make in such a year 4 months that are chaser, because they never want there to be more than 5 days between Rosh Hashanah and the next. But when we have an additional month of 30 days, next year Rosh Hashanah will be 6 days further rather than five. In such a case, the Acherim hold Dal Yarcha Lehadi Yarcha, take off 1 month from the 3 summer months that are usually full and make it deficient to be the partner for the extra month, for the leap year that we had an extra day, and then you'll find the Rosh Hashanah will be on the same day as the second day of Pesach. Ask the Gemara, if the point of the Acherim is to teach us that it's always 6 months full, 6 months not full, so why do they have to say in such a fashion that there's always 4 days between this year Rosh Hashanah and next year Rosh Hashanah, 4 days between this year Shavuos and next year Shavuos? Is it the point of the Acherim to teach us the math that 354 has you 4 days advanced every year? Answers the Gemara. What they're trying to teach us is the Lavina Mitzvah Kaddish Piyaria. According to the Acherim, there is, even though we've been learning that Bizman Shebei Smidish Yekayim, the Bezdin was Mekadish Al Piyaria, the Acherim hold that that is not a mitzvah that we have to specifically be Mekadish Al Piyaria, and the Bezdin could decide the months strictly based on mathematical calculations. And Rabbeinu Chananel brings two rayas to the opinion of the Acherim. One is that in the Midbar, when they were 40 months enveloped by a cloud, they certainly did not have, they were 40 months enveloped by a cloud, they certainly weren't able to be Mekadosh or Piriya. Furthermore, the Pasuk says that about Shevi Yisachar, Ubnei Yisachar, Yoidea Bina L'itim, L'das Mayas Yisrael. So we see that what put them into the Sanhedrin, just the ability to make mathematical calculations, the lunar calculations, because that is how the month is established. There are Rishayim that say that only the month of Tishrei and Nisan were established that way, not necessarily all other months. Ask the Gemara, how could we say that according to the Acherim, all years are 6 months full and 6 months 30 days, Sikva 30 days, 6 months, 29 days. Maskler Vina, Ziki Yom Dishoi. As we said before, the lunar year is not exactly 354 days. It's actually 354 days, 8 hours, and 793 halakim. So every 3 years, those 8 days make up a whole new day. 8 times 3 equals 24 hours. So, and every 30 years, because we have those 876 extra halakim per year, we have to add a year, a day. So every 3 years, we have to add a day because of those 8 hours. And every 30 years, we have to add a day because of those 876 halakim. Answers the Gemara. Achayim will agree that in certain years, we have to add those days. And that's why we find that in our calendar, which is certainly based strictly on calculation, we have years that have 7 months of 30 days and 5 months of 29 days. But since those are only there for makeup purposes, keeping the lace of the kol shata, it isn't a yearly, annual occurrence like a chashiv. That's not what the Achayim speak about. Says the Gemara, Vashmul Savolak Rav Huna. Shmuel agreed with Rav Huna that you could have 8 30-day months in the year. Dam Shmuel, Ein Shnas Levona, Pchusa, Mishloish Mei Fachamish Mishtayim Yoyim. You can never have a lunar year less than 352 days long. V'lo Yisera, Ashloish Mei Fachamish Mishisha, no longer than 356 days. Ha-Ketzer. Shneim Meleim, if two of the months that are usually 29-day months, you make into 30-day months, you'll have 356 days in that year. Shneim chaserim, and if two months that are normally 30-day months, you make 29-day months, shneim chaserim shneim, then you'll have 352. Echad molei vechad chaser, if you have 6 months 30 days long, 6 months 29 days long, the year will be 354 days. Ask the Gemara, may say, it says in the Braisa, already Nazar Kimoy Sechama. If somebody says I'm going to be a Nazar as long as the lunar year is, Mayna Nazir Shloish Meit V'Shish V'Chamish Yomim Kimin Yomoy Sechama. He has to be a Nazar for 365 days. There is opinion in the Rishonim, it has to accept, it means he accepts upon himself 365 30-day terms of Nazirus. If he said Kimoy Salvana, Mayna Nazir Shloish Meit V'Chamish V'Boim Yomim, he takes upon himself a Naziris of 354 days. Kemin Yemei Selvona, the length of a lunar year. Ask the Gemara, but if we're learning that the year could be as long as 356 days, the Misa is in the Mishkaf Shisha. So why shouldn't he be a Nazir for 356 days? Answers the Gemara, but Nedarim Hanach Ach Lashem Nei Adam. By Nedarim, when we don't know how to understand a person's nether, we say it means what people usually mean when they're speaking. For Rosh Hashanah, and most years, the year is 354 days long. Says the Gemara, Vaf Rebbe Savolak Rav Huna. The Tanya, Mas Vas Rebbe Tishah Chaserim. Rebbe once made a year with 9 29 day months. The Nira Chodesh Bezmanoi, and still Rosh Hashanah came out in the proper time. For Rebbe Tamei Vayma. And people were wondering, Rebbe himself was wondering, Asinu Tishah Chaserim, we made so many extra 29-day months, and yet, V'nira Chodesh Bezmanoi, Rosh Hashanah came out to be with the Moilet, Amor Fon Rav Shimba Rebbe, Shem Hashanah Muberes HaYisa, and this is what we have, what we spoke about earlier this year, maybe the previous year had an extra month, V'iv Hashanah Shloshim, an extra month of 30 days, it's stacked, and last year, we made Asinu Shnei Malayim, we made 8 full months rather than 6 full months. So we have 3 extra 30-day months to compensate for. That's why this year we made 3 months more than usual of 29 days to match up Dal Tlosa, Lebahadi Tlosa. So these 3 29-day months match up with those 3 30-day months, and that's why Rosh Hashanah comes out exactly with a new Omelet. Omelet, Rebbe, when he heard them, said to him, Nei Yisrael, Kein Hava, exactly as you said. So three, we see that you could have a year of 8 full months, that exactly happened the year before, for which they now compensated this year. Exactly what Rav Huna said, that you could have a year of 8 months that are full. Why was he called Ner Yisrael? Because the Mailud is what gives us light, the moon gives us light, and he was the Ner Yisrael to establish when the Mailud indeed came out to be properly.